Up first today, something new for Off Track, the Permeate series. Throughout the year, producer Miyuki Yokiranta will bring us the stories of artists who draw inspiration from the environment. This week, we hear from musician and improviser Jim Denley, who has recorded extensively in the Australian outdoors. Over to you, Miyuki.
Last spring, I joined a group of people heading out on a bushwalk. We tramped through the undergrowth alongside a Melbourne River, slipped over some wet rocks and rounded a bend. We were greeted by the sight of a man sitting, playing a saxophone out over the river, reflections of the notes pinging off the sheer rock face on the other side. As we approached, two bellbirds in the trees above us called out, and the saxophonist replied in a voice barely distinguishable from that of the birds. We chose spots peppered around the player to listen to Jim Denley, an icon of the Australian improvised music scene, in his outdoor amphitheatre.
If you think of kind of imposing your music into the world, then you're kind of separating yourself from the world. So I happen to be a human being in that space, playing music, and there's a bird there at the same time, and there's the wind. So the overall music is actually everything that's in the space. And I guess that's, you know, a very Cagean idea. John Cage kind of introduced this idea that we should kind of listen to everything that's happening in the world and regard that as being music. But it's easy to say that, and it's difficult to kind of actually to embody that, to sort of, for that philosophy to kind of run through your blood and your bones and to kind of manifest it. And I think improvisation is a key to that. I'm not bringing in preordained structures and pieces of music to then play into the environment. I'm playing with the space and the elements in that space as if there are other players in an improvisation. I remember, like, as a kid playing outdoors, but I remember distinctly my sister and my father sort of going, oh yeah, okay, play something now. And then this sort of dreadful question, well, I only know how to play sort of a couple of Jethro Tull tracks and a little bit of Mozart. So what the hell am I going to play? And also kind of realising up there on top of the mountain in the Warrumbunga National Parks is, you know, it was clear that there's no point to play either of those two things. And I guess that's why, as a kind of experimentalist or as a composer, why it's interesting that the resonances and these spaces outdoors in Australia kind of ask that question. Well, you can't just bring your colonial detritus to that moment and for it just to sit there and make sense. You need to sort of think this through and sort of go, what's a relevant music to this moment? I think in many places the acoustics are incredibly special. So we were down in Hobart and played right on top of Mount Wellington. I guess I'd seen Mount Wellington, I'd walked on top of Mount Wellington, but until you actually put yourself and the audience in a position of sitting down and being quiet, it's often you don't really know what's going to happen. That was like an incredibly special moment, because once you sort of find a little enclave of rocks which forms a little amphitheatre and you're out of the prevailing sort of southerly winds that are coming in over the top of the mountain, it just gets incredibly quiet. You're all sitting there on the top of a mountain overlooking this stupendous view of the Derwent and kind of southeastern Tasmania, basically. You could hear every tiny little inflection in the music that we were making. And then the sun came out and you could hear all the insects from all around us chirping as well. And I don't think anyone really expected the top of Mount Wellington to sound the way it did that day. There are many spaces in our country where you can go to places like this, yeah, reasonably close from big cities, and find, you know, really special places to listen to the world. I think human beings in this age find engagement with the world extremely difficult, because engagement with the world in another time must have been just like kind of so natural that you needed food, you needed to know where the yams were, you needed to know how to hunt. I mean, often when I walk into outdoor environments, that sort of essential engagement with the world isn't there. It's not that I'm kind of a Luddite. It's not that I'm saying we can only engage with the world by kind of returning to the Stone Age. It's just that we miss out on so much by not walking to places, by not sort of approaching things slowly, by not seeing what the environment's like, by speeding through places. But with the activity of playing music, I can engage with the world in a very powerful way. I'm not trying to make some sort of huge claim that every kind of outdoor concert has a sort of spiritual connection, but I think it's what Aboriginal people have been saying to us for the last 250 years, is that the land is everything, and that and having a connection to it is very important.
Musician and improviser Jim Denley. On the relationship he has weaved between the Australian bush and his musical practice.
And that was Miyuki Yoki Ranta with the first in the Permeate series. You'll hear more from Miyuki throughout the year, here on Off Track, ABC RN's program about nature, the environment, and the outdoors. I'm Joel Werner.